Welcome into our weekly 80 podcast here on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. 9 different platforms which you can find this podcast each and every week, so make sure you're searching on all your favorite platforms to find it. I'm Jason Griefer. We're joined today by Wyoming AD Jan Wilking. And Jan, good morning to you. And I know it's a different kind of day for you because you're actually out doing a little coaching today, I understand.
I am. Appreciate you calling in this morning. We're live from the girls golf sectional tournament out at Hamilton Elks.
Wow, so a busy day for you, needless to say. And we'll start off right there. Girls golf at the sectionals today, as we speak, literally, so that's cool. But coming off of the first ever CHL championship win, a monstrous win there, but sweeping there, Victory Lee with the medalist there, just an incredible performance.
Well, our girls golf team has been on the rise here the last couple of years, and it's certainly led by Victory. She's a senior this year and has had an amazing season personally, but really led our team last year to a fourth-place state finish, and hopefully this year to that or something better.
Absolutely. And since we have you out there, how is she looking today?
Well, I've only seen her first tee shot, and it's better than any tee shot I've had in my 47-year career. So it went about 300 yards right down the middle from where I was standing.
Wow. Okay. So she's off to a good start then. That's good. You got her. And it's not just Victory, by the way. It's not just Victory Lee that's powering this team. You got Samara and Sophia, Annabelle Walton. You go down the line, Lily Marty, Maddie McMonagall. I mean, it's one after another after another. That's the thing that's impressive about this team. They have depth.
Absolutely. Both of the Doolins are outstanding players in their own right. Annabelle's been a consistent starter for us for 4 years. Lily's really working on her game, as is Maddie, to come along and help. So it's definitely been a good season for them, and hopefully it continues for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And best of luck to them as they get through the sectionals today. And best of luck to you being able to manage all that too. How tough of a day will this be for you to not only be coaching today, but trying to handle all the other things you normally have to do?
Well, I figured out about 8 o'clock last night that this was going to be the day, so I was able to go in and get a couple things done last night, and it'll be fine. I'm just going to enjoy today with these young ladies, and everything else will take care of itself later on this evening, I think.
Absolutely. There you go. So Coach Webb on the boys' side of golf can take care of things today. Big match today against St. Xavier out at Hyde Park after a tough one-stroke defeat by Loveland last week. But got to feel Coach Webb's going to have them ready to go against St. X.
I think so. St. X obviously is a perennial state qualifier for golf. Obviously has some talent, but I think our boys are ready to get ready to play tomorrow in the sectionals themselves and head hopefully back towards Columbus if at all possible.
Yeah, hopefully. Best of luck to them there today. Over this past weekend, cross country took a little trip down Interstate 71 down into the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Went down to Louisville for the Trinity Valkyrie Invitational. That's a huge event down there in Louisville. Kind of take us through how that went and how your athletes did.
Well, I talked to Coach a little bit on Saturday evening, and he said that he was pleased with their performance. They're still working towards success in late October and success in early November at those big meets. So I think he's happy with their progress. I don't think anybody's satisfied, but certainly the growth of the team has been in the right direction.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with never being satisfied, especially when you still have a long way to go
right
in the regular season. Obviously, you've been around athletics long enough to know that for sure. Football, just continue. The beat goes on for your football team. A big win over Reading. Coach Hancock obviously had them ready to go to get into league play with a big win over Reading. When you are the favorite and coming off the year you had last year, everybody's gunning for you, like we talked about last week. How important is it for maybe not necessarily just the football team, but all your other athletics, when you get into conference play, to start it off with a win like that to kind of set the tone?
I think it's really important. And truly, the mentality of one week at a time, one game at a time, has to prevail, because you can get busy looking, down the road at games that you're anxious to play or matchups that you really would like to see. But if you don't take care of the business right in front of you, Sometimes you get bit a little bit. So I think, you know, whether it's volleyball or tennis or football or soccer, the coaches do a really good job of saying task at hand today or this week is this team. We'll worry about everything else down the road.
Yeah, and they're continuing their role this coming week. So we'll be keeping an eye on them. And, of course, here on WyomingAthletics.org, your boys soccer team just continues their role. A really nice win on Saturday at McNick. You know, the third of a four-game road trip here. They win that one 4-1 and finish up the road trip on Tuesday this week against Finneytown. But really nice results to go on the road. We talked about Chaminade Julienne and then Deer Park and McNick. Really impressive to get the results, especially away from home, that they continue to churn out.
Yeah, they've had an amazing season at this point, but again, I don't think anybody's really satisfied with where they are. They'll take it one game at a time, and it was certainly a good win. Scoring four goals in the first half against McNick was certainly a good start to that game, and we'll see. We have some big games remaining, and we're just going to keep playing the teams that are scheduled and see what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing on the girls' side. You know, they'll take on Finneytown Wednesday. Lydia just continues to just be remarkable this season. 14 goals, 34 points in total, really spearheading your offensive attack on the girls' soccer side of things. She's right there as far as, in my mind, as far as the best players, not only in the league, but I think around Cincinnati.
Yeah, she certainly is a great contributor, and it helps to have the players around her that she does. You know, freshman Peyton Kyle, what a season she's had. You know, our goalkeeping has been outstanding. Our defense with Miss Spira and some of the kids that play defense, man, they've really stepped up to help make sure that those goals hold and victory is at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, they continue right there, tied right now with Indian Hill at a 3-0-1 the league. Still a lot left to be played. As you said before, you got to take it one day, 1 week at a time. Girls tennis, good result at the Coaches Classic over the weekend. Again, we talked about that. That's a really big event in the area. Finishing third there, Sydney Evans, really, really nice getting the flight win. Then he also had some backdraw champs.
We did. I thought the kids played really good this weekend at the Coaches Classic, kind of as a prelude to getting ready to play at state. And yeah, Sydney Evans, fantastic growth that she's had over the last year and a half. And I believe in the state tournament, she's going to match up with Peyton Osha, who's clearly had a ton of success from the state experience. So the two of them could be pretty formidable in the state tournament.
Yeah, and to not only have that, you know, the results, you know, again, we're heading in the right direction. I would think that's fair to say, especially with them, you know, getting these wins like this. It's got to put them in a good frame of mind heading into the postseason, knowing that they're able to go into big tournaments like this and come away with these big wins.
Absolutely. I think the seeding was Sunday, and I believe Peyton and Sydney are seeded third. So that's a good reward for their regular season, but I think they'll both be happy if they're playing in mid-October at the ATP.
I think you'll be happy, too, if I may say so myself.
most definitely.
Yeah, yeah. let's move over to your volleyball squad, continuing there, unbeaten in league play, 12-2 overall, getting a nice win on Saturday over Sycamore. Had to go to four sets to do it, but nevertheless, so win's a win there. You know, last week had the four-set win over Indian Hill, who is currently in second in the league, and now starting to crack in and getting some recognition statewide, 15th in the state. You've got to be pleased with where they're at as you head towards the end of the regular season.
Absolutely. I saw that this morning, that we were ranked 15th in the state in volleyball. So well-deserved. Coach DeLong and his team have definitely put in the time in the off-season to do the things that they felt they needed to do to compete at the highest level. So here we go. They'll start finish up league play in 2 weeks and head towards the tournament.
Yeah, they've continued to kind of set the bar in the league. Obviously, this year they're going for their 10th straight league title. How impressed are you that coaching staff, year over year, week after week, match after match, continues to have them focused and ready to go and not letting that perceived success, the perceived dominance that they've had, really get into their heads and affect their play?
Well, certainly certainly the coaches have a lot to do with it. They, you know, prepare the students every week for their games. But when you have a leadership group, Claire Carmichael, Maddie Kurtz, you know, those students who, Inez Grom, our setter, those students who, they just don't want to be the ones that, you know, let the streak end. And they play with that determination. You know, I look at that match against Indian Hill. It could have went either way, but not only did those kids step up, but Nally Strom steps up and has a great game. Claire Kraft in the back row has a great game. So really, yes, the coaches have them prepared, but those students, there's definitely a marked determination that this is what they want to continue to do.
Yeah, and they continue to get it going there. They've got a busy week this week as well. Three matches in the next 3 days, two of them on the road at Marymount, then home against CHCA at Madeira. How tough is it for these athletes to turn around and have to play night after night after night like that with no respite in between?
I know. Who schedules that stuff?
I wish I knew, because I'd like to have a conversation with that person.
And Wednesday night, senior night as well, so add that emotion into it. You know, I think certainly it's a tribute to them to be able to not only, you know, turn the emotion around to play, but also you're looking at that roster of true student athletes. I mean, there's some significant academic achievement throughout all of our sports rosters, but in particular that volleyball roster. So they figured out a way to get it done, and what a great life lesson, life skill that is for them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So best of luck to them this week. Jan, we'll let you go now so you can get back to actually doing some fill-in coaching. Okay, great. So out at the sectionals today, good luck there, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. That is Athletic Director Jan Wilking here on the Weekly 80 podcast featuring Wyoming Cowboy Sports, WyomingAthletics.org here on ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.